No, 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 no.
Good morning. Make sure my mic is working. Today is February 7th, 2020, and today is Friday. Happy Friday. I know how much everybody hates every other work day. Sorry, I have my, had my Pokemon Go on my second phone. It was running in the background. Forgot to turn it off. Actually started playing it like the midnight before yesterday or some shit like that, and it's just amazing. Like, it was just pretty fun again, you know, to get back into it. I was, I guess, almost 28, level 27. You know, I had caught, at that point, so many Pokemon, like, all over the place. My main being a Dragonite. I was one of the first people, me and my nephew both caught one. Shout out to Carlos, the Beaver, Cleaver. And, you know, that was, that's still my best Pokemon. It's still a badass Pokemon if I ever get to use it. You know, I started playing the battle pass or whatever. But you could only play up to level 1500, and I couldn't win. Like, I won one out of five matches, and then I sort of paid 100 coins to play another match, and five matches, and I lost. So I'm just gonna wait for me to catch some more Pokemon before I do some more battles. But it's cool, like, the new features they've implemented. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't seen before, and I don't know, it's just it's fun to get back into it. So yeah, if you haven't, you know, I basically dropped it out of nowhere for I actually did have a pretty good reason. So I don't know, the login was different. Like, I don't remember if it was Google authenticated out of the box or not, but at some point I was not able to log in when I got an Android phone. I went from an iPhone to an Android, and I tested it recently on my, I don't know, I don't think I've tested it on my Android since I've gotten the phone. You know, and the shitty thing about Android, you know, I don't, for some reason it just groups all the games together, and I don't know, I'm not really used to that. So they just hide away, so I just forget about them. Apart from not having the time to game either way, you know. It's it's a little bit of all factors, you know. I don't know. It just brings some good times and, you know, nostalgic times as someone runs a red light, almost causing an accident on this major highway by running a red left light arrow light. Oh man, people are so, like, that's been bothering me this week. It's just the fact that everybody's been, you know, working from home, except for me, you know, and today was going to be my opportunity, you know, and my boss just decided to postpone our meeting until today, and then not even early until the afternoon. I hate that. I hate having late meetings. I'm so exhausted by that time, and it just fucking bothered me, you know. I've had it up to here with that job. Like, I am gonna bring it up, you know. I'm just gonna bring up the fact that I'm not happy and point out the facts, and just because it seems like I'm being given too much to handle, you know, and I need to know if it's for a reason, you know, so I can start looking for something else, or if it's a misunderstanding. And if it's a misunderstanding, you know, we need to start reallocating job tasks and resources, and I need to be compensated more, because that's just, you know, that's just fair. So that's gonna be the discussion today. I'm not very optimistic that's going to work out to my favor, if I'm being honest. But I guess we'll see what happens. It was such a bad day at work yesterday. I mean, I just had a shitty day, shitty week. Everyone's working from home. Everyone gets to work from home besides the dumbass, me. So I'm just, a little, what's the word, butthurt, and dealing with this traffic just makes things exponentially worse. And today, you know, I purposely lingered going to work, so I am late. I'm usually always late, but today I'm especially late. I just can't stand being there so long, you know. As soon as I get there, I have work to do. I have multiple tasks I'm doing. I have new tasks come up on a daily basis. Like, on a day, statistically speaking, at any day I come in, I'm going to have something new to do. You know, and I honestly can't say that that's the same for every person, you know. There are certain people on the team who only work other people's tickets, backup tickets. So if you have seven people, you know, and they each have a certain amount of regions that they take care of and a certain type of tickets, you know, I basically have to back up everybody. Like, I'm able to, I've had to do tickets for everybody, you know, and that's not the same for any. No one else on my team can say that. I exaggerated. You know, a couple other people on my team can say that, but not everybody can say that. You know, and that's the frustrating part. Fucking annoying, man. I don't know. I just don't know how much more I can take. I'm having to make sacrifices, you know, so I can do everything that I'm trying to do with as much willpower that I have, you know. And it gets exhausting, you know. You get very exhausted when you're constantly working 20 hours a day and whatnot. And you have people drag you down. Yesterday I had a quote-unquote friend, you know, insisting on doing something I didn't want to do. And, you know, this particular friend basically doesn't hit me up for 2 months or so, you know, and then I reach out to him for help, you know. That's something that will mutually help us both, you know. And even then he fucked me over, you know, a quote-unquote friend, you know. And what bothers, in fact, you know, not only did he fuck me over financially, lie to me, you know, and manipulate me in hindsight, after I found the receipts, you know, he basically fucking just was a plain fucking asshole. Like, what kind of person? All right, so you get invited to a house, right? He brings two other people, right, with him. So now I have to host three people, and when I only anticipated one person. And, you know, I, like, for example, I only drink bottled water. I have very bad water. Should probably get a filter, but, you know, whatever. I buy water bottle, you know. It's a luxury that I spend my money on, you know. Other people like to waste money on shit. I buy bottled water, whatever. Point is, you know, it's valuable to me, you know. And then when you have assholes fucking, you know, ask you for fucking water, and then they fucking drink a sip, you know, like, you're not that valuable, man. Take your water, you know, like you're too good for, I don't know, I don't get people, they don't drink water, like, then fucking go to the bathroom and drink out of the fucking, like, sink, like, what the fuck, you fucking idiots, you know, like, shit like that just fucking annoys me, like, you fucking disregard my hospitality. And it's disgraceful, unappreciative. What are the other words? There's a lot of words to describe it, but, you know, it's just things like that irk me. And you know, honestly, I just couldn't take it. I had to just turn off my phone. I didn't want to deal with it. You know, like, he wanted to fuck me over again. Something I didn't want to do. Something he was gonna, and then he was, you know, trying to lie to me, like, if I didn't know him for 15 years. And you know, I just about had it at that point. So we left it at that. I turned off my phone. And then I didn't hear from him for quite a while, because I turned off my phone, you know, so he didn't have any means to get a hold of me. But I don't know. I'm at work. Looks like a bunch of people are at work, and please pray that we get through the day without much of a hassle. This has been such a fucking toxic environment, dude, and I'm just ready for change. But at least it's Friday, you know. Ain't nobody gonna force me to work tomorrow. But yeah, love you guys. Thank you. Hit that share, like, bye.